Father, we thank you for being here with us.
亲爱的天父, 我们何等的感谢你, 你在这里与我们同在。
And as you open your word today, we pray that your Holy Spirit will bring out your word to our hearts.
主, 今天当你的话语向我们打开的时候, 我们求圣灵能够把你的话放在我们的心里。
Lord, we see that time is passing in the world and time is passing in our lives, and so we want you to help us to count our days.
我们知道这世界真是每天都在飞速地往前，我们日子也是一天天的过去，主求你教导我们怎样数算我们的日子。
If you leave us to ourselves, we will probably move away from you.
若我们只是靠着自己来生活的话，我们就会远离你。
But through your word and through your spirit and through fellowship with Christians, we can stay closer to you.
主，但是因着你的话语，因着你圣灵的教导，因为与弟兄姐妹的交通，主，我们可以来靠近你。
And Jesus, thank you that you are the good shepherd.
主，我们感谢你，你是那好牧人。
You are Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
主，你来就是成为那个羔羊，就是把罪从世上挪去。
And for those of us who have turned and know you as the Good Shepherd, we thank you for tracking us down.
主，因为为着那些知道你是好牧人的那些主，我们谢谢你，你来寻找我们。
And for those of us here who haven't decided about you and haven't decided to come to you, we pray this day you'll speak to them.
主，对于那些还没有认识你的人，主，我们求你今天向他们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. While you are standing,
还在站着的时候,
would you get your Bibles, please, and go to chapter 15 in the Gospel of Luke.
请大家打开圣经, 翻到路加福音15章。 路加福音15章。
Luke 15. You can see it up on the screen. Let's read in English first, and then the Mandarin speakers can come next, please.
我们英文先读，然后中文。
Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him. Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable, saying, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance."
好，我们一起来读中文。众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。 法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又请他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？找没有哪百只羊。 找着了，就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上，回到家里，就请朋友邻舍来对他们说：“我失去了。”好吧，请坐。好，大家请坐。
Let's see. I'm very glad to be here today, and more important, I'm glad that my wife could join me today.
今天很高兴来到, 弟兄姐妹中间，我特别我的妻子也和我一起来了。
My wife has four different roles in our church, and sometimes she needs to be at the church to fulfill these roles, but she's not Martha.
我的妻子她在她的教会里边有四个不同的角色，所以她经常需要在那边留在那边服侍，但是她不是那个马大。
We have just celebrated, my wife and I, our 55th consecutive year of marriage.
我和我的妻子，我们刚刚庆祝我们55年的结婚纪念。
And when people ask, what is the secret?
当有人问我们，你们的秘诀是什么？
The real secret is, position Jesus in the center of your marriage and trust him.
这个真正的秘诀就是把耶稣放在你们婚姻的中间，然后信靠他。
When this time of the year comes, how many of you are gardeners? You like to go out and work in the ground and try to grow flowers and all?
在每年这个季节，大家有多少人是喜欢到院子里开始种花、种草，开始做园丁？
In this part of the year, my wife comes alive because she goes out to the garden and starts to plant the tomatoes and the food. And so here we go. It's a delightful time this time of the year.
每年这个时候，我的妻子就好像活过来一样，她就到这个花园里面开始种这个西红柿啊，还有种其他这个蔬菜。
To be honest, it is not delightful for me because I need to get my lawnmower out.
对我来讲，这个时间就没有那么令人喜欢，因为我要把我的那个割草机拿出来。
And the verse that says, do all things heartily as unto the Lord. This is a difficult one for me.
圣经上说我们要很喜乐的在过这个每天的日子，但是这个对我来讲实在是有点困难。
And if you love to cut lawns, come see me, I'll give you my address.
如果我们中间有谁喜欢割草的话，来找我，我把我家地址告诉你。
Okay. The title of today's message is called Lost and Found.
今天我们这个信息的题目是失而复得。
Lost and found. And how many of you, if you could raise your hand, how many of you have lost a personal item in the last 3 months?
大家我们调查一下，你们中间谁在过去三个月把你的一个私人的物品就丢了？
Well, if you've lost an item in the last 3 months, you're not alone because 60% of Americans have lost something, personal item, in the last year.
如果你丢的话，你并不孤单。据说有，据统计，60%的美国人过去三个月丢过东西。
And what do you think are the most common personal items that are lost?
大家想一想，你最常丢的东西是什么？
Eyeglasses, keys.
眼镜，钥匙。手机。
Okay, yeah, right. The common items are cell phones.
最常见的这个物品是手机。
Keys.
钥匙。
Wallets.
钱包。
Sunglasses.
墨镜。
Believe it or not, umbrellas.
还有雨伞。
In Japan, the Japanese people lose 5 million umbrellas a year.
在日本，他们每年丢失500万把雨伞。
Now, during holiday seasons, lost items increase by 25%.
在节假期间，这个丢的东西会上升25%。
And 40% of all lost items are in public places like restaurants, public transportation, and even at airports.
很多时候，这个40%丢的东西是丢在了这些公共场合，比如像餐馆，甚至是机场。
Right. At airports, phones.Passports and laptops are often left behind.
在机场，大家经常丢的是手机、护照，还有手提电脑。
Hurried and forgetful air travelers leave their coins and money behind sometimes.
有些时候，那些匆忙的这个坐飞机的这些人，他们会把钱也落下。
Airport, TSA workers find $926,030 a year that hurried travelers leave behind, lost coins and money that they forget. They're just trying to get on their plane.
所以机场的这个安检人员每年会发现有92,630块钱，在机场是因为这些 旅客们他们急着去赶飞机。
So how much time does an average person spend per year searching for lost items?
大家知道每年一个人要花多少时间来找这个丢的东西吗？
The answer is 2.5 days or 60 hours a year are spent searching for lost items.
所以答案是平均下来每年每个人会花2.5天，也就是60个小时时间来找他们丢的东西。
And you know, when you spend time searching and you cannot find it, you can never get that time back, right?
大家也知道，如果你花时间去找东西，最后你又没找到，那个时间的确就损失掉了。
So what does God's word say about the lost and found?
神的话是怎么样来说这些关于失而复得的这个事情？
It's interesting because of all of the themes in the Bible, the theme that comes up the most is the theme of sheep.
很奇怪，在圣经里面非常常见的提到的一个话题就是羊。
And the psalmist says he is like a lost sheep.
在旧约这个诗篇里面说，人都像这个亡羊走迷了路。
And the prophet Jeremiah, when he spoke of the Israelites, he said they were like lost sheep, and some of them were lost because sometimes supposed spiritual leaders weren't careful enough to shepherd them, and the sheep went astray.
先知耶利米说到以色列人就像迷失的羊，特别他提到有些这些属灵的带领者，他们没有尽到他们的责任，他们就把
Jeremiah 50 verse 6 says, My people have become lost sheep.
耶利米书五十章第六节说，我的百姓做了迷失的羊。
And some of their shepherds have led them astray.
牧人使他们走岔了路。
All who come upon those wandering sheep have devoured them.
凡遇见他们的人就把他们吞灭了。
So the question is, what is the true value of sheep?
问题是，这个羊的真正的价值是什么？
We know that it has to be larger than an economic or a monetary value.
我们知道羊的价值不仅仅是它们这个金钱上的价值。
In the Bible, a true shepherd keeps accurate count of each sheep.
一个真正的牧羊人 牧人他会仔细地数点这个羊的数目。
When they come in the evening, he or she takes the rod and they tap each one and counts each one as they come in.
每到傍晚的时候，他会拿这个棍子一只一只的来数点，保证他们都回家了。
A real shepherd knows each one by a name.
一个真正的牧人他认识他的羊，他知道他们的名字。
And a good shepherd knows the qualities of certain sheep.
一个好的牧人，他知道他羊的这个每只羊的这个品格品性。
Did you know that in the United States there are 88,000 sheep producers?
大家知不知道，在全美国有88,000个这个羊的这个叫什么
？And the sheep industry contributes more than $5.8 billion to the U.S. economy.
而且整个羊的这个产业每年给美国经济贡献了58亿美元。
But far beyond the money involved with sheep is the value of the soul of the sheep and the value of the soul of every person.
在这个羊的这个金钱的价值之外，更重要的是，这羊的灵魂，还有这个所有每个人的灵魂。
Today, as you hear.The passages and the explanations, you want to listen beyond the words and you want to hear, can you hear the heart of God?
今天我们所要着重的就是说我们听的时候不只要听这个话的字面意思，而是要听到这个画面后面的意思，有没有真正明白神的心意。
The heart of God is usually reflected in the heart of a true shepherd.
常常神的心是从这个一个真正的牧人的这个样子上可以看出来。
And 2 Peter 3:9 reminds us, and you can hear his heart, The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for anybody to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
在彼得后书三章这样说，三章九节这样说，主所应许的尚未成就，在有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
And even though in the Old Testament speaks of lost sheep and searching for lost sheep, it's not until the New Testament that major emphasis and focused attention is aimed at the lost sheep who need to be found.
虽然在旧约里面提到了很多这个迷失的羊的事情，但是直到新约，这个才开始着重于这些迷失的羊怎样得拯救。
In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus announces that he came to seek and to search for the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
在马太福音里面，主耶稣宣称他是来到这里来寻找以色列家迷失的羊。
And then he commands his true disciples to minister, to take care of, to protect, and to provide for the lost sheep of Israel.
然后耶稣就命令他的门徒去服侍，去照顾保护，而且来供应以色列家迷失的羊。
Listen as Jesus sends his 12 disciples out after he instructed them saying, do not go in the way of the Gentiles and do not enter the city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you goPreach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以主耶稣在差派他的门徒去传教的时候，他就说，外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚的城你们不要进，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。随走随传，说天国近了。
And you know by reading history and by reading the Old Testament that when Israel did not represent the Lord and share him with other nations,Then it came a time when he opened up salvation to all of us. We are Gentiles.
所以我们如果读历史书的话，我们就可以知道，当以色列人他们没有听从神的命令，然后他们就被赶到其他的地方去，然后这也就为我们这些外邦人打开了福音的门。
And when we look at the topic of lost and found in the scriptures,Chapter 15 in Luke, there are three parables that are the classic teachings on lost and found.
当我们找到这个失而复得的这个教导的时候，我们来到路加福音十五章，这里面讲到了三个例子。
The lost sheep in Luke 15, 1 through 7.
这个迷失的羊就是在路加十五章的一到七节。
The lost coin.In Luke 15, 8 through 10.
在第八到十节讲的那个丢失的那个钱。
And then the lost prodigal son who returns to his grieving but forgiving father.
还有就是那个浪子回头的故事，是这个浪子回到他那个又悲伤却愿意原谅他的那个父亲那里。
When you read that long prodigal son, it's probably better termed the prodigal sons, plural.Because both of the boys were lost.
如果大家读那段故事，就是讲到这个浪子的时候，可能要在后面加个复数，因为他两个儿子其实他都丢了。
And in these three parables in Luke 15, Jesus associates death with being lost.
在这三个比喻里面，耶稣就是把这个死和这个迷失连起来。
And in these three parables, Jesus associates new life with being found and being rescued.
然后他就把这个新的生命与这个找着了，然后又得挽回联系起来。
To be lost is to be spiritually separated from God, and to be found is to be reconciled and rightly aligned with Him, brought back to Him.
丢失或者说是失落，就是说在属灵上与神有分离， 然后得寻见，就是与神和好，然后与神可以按照神的命令来行。
The Holy Bible keeps repeating that people are lost in sin and are in need of being found and redeemed.
在圣经里面一直重复的这样一个主题，就是说人在最终失落了，需要被找着，而且被救赎。
So being lost in sin is a very critical problem in both the Old and the New Testaments.
在最终失落，在新约中和旧约中都是一个非常严肃的问题。
So when we look at Luke 15, 1 through 2, we recognize two groups of people.
当我们看到这个路加福音十五章一到二节的时候，我们发现这里有两组人。
It says, now all the tax collectors and the sinners, by sinners it means the irreligious Jews were coming near to him to listen to Jesus.
十五章第一节说，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣。这里说的罪人是指的那些不信教的犹太人，他们要来听他讲道。
And verse 2, we see both the Pharisees and the scribes, the teachers of the law, began to grumble, and they grumbled about this. This man, they won't use Jesus' name, they won't use his name. This man, the problem with him is he receives sinners, and he even sits down and eats with them.
第二节说，法利赛人和文士，文士就是那些律法师，开始私下议论说，这个人接待罪人。他们甚至不用耶稣的名字，他们说这个人，说他接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
Okay, brothers and sisters, look carefully at these two groups of people. The people drawing near to Jesus, and the religious law keepers who are grumbling about Jesus. The group that's drawing near to him are men and women who were notorious, they were wicked, they had terrible reputations, they were unpopular, and they were the outcasts of their society.
大家可以仔细看一下这两组人，那些来就近耶稣的人是那些有些坏名声一些作恶的不受欢迎的被这个社会所抛弃的那些男男女女。
Society didn't want them in their backyards.
这个社会不希望这些人在他们周围。
They weren't liked. They were disliked and hated. This is one group.
这些社会上人不喜欢他们，这是第一组。
But in the other group were the religious and the legal law experts.
另一组人就是那些宗教律法师。
They were smart. They were academics. They had great resumes.
他们很聪明，他们有很好的学历，他们这个简历也很好。
They probably get hired in law firms.
他们可能在律师所被雇。
These are the people who believe in the resurrection and in following legal traditions that followed their ancestral fathers, but not all the teachings of the Bible.
这些人他们相信重生，他们也遵守这个律法的这个传统，他们遵守他们祖先一切的这些教导和传统。但是他们却不遵守圣经的教导。
The Pharisees harmonized the teachings of the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. They harmonized that with their own ideas as suggested or implied in the Torah. So they could read the first five books and get their own ideas and then bring it on in as a kind of a new teaching.
这些人他们就把摩西五经所里面所教导的这些神的教导，然后再配上一些他们自己的一些想法，把他们混在一起，这样的话他们就可以他们用变成一个新的东西，他们来遵守。
But even in the Pharisees, there was always a godly remnant.
即便在法利赛人里面，也有一些是比较敬虔的渔民。
A godly portion of people like Nicodemus.And like Joseph of Arimathea, who truly believed Jesus and they followed him. There's always that small group of people, always.
但在法利赛人里面也有这么一小部分人，他们是真正的敬虔的，他们是相信 耶稣而起来跟随耶稣，就像尼哥底母，还有那位在叫约瑟的，在亚利马太的。
So if we're in the crowd with Jesus and we have these four groups, two groups, and Jesus looks at us, the Pharisees know that he knows that they are impatient with outward ritual observation of minute details. In other words, they really like the details. They really like the outside look very, very much. And it made them look very religious and very proper.They like that very much.
So we 现在就看见了，在耶稣的周围有这么两群人，其中一群就是个法利赛人，他们也知道耶稣，了解他们，但是这群法利赛人他们就非常的注重这些外在的这些，细节上的一些宗教细节的一些表现，这样就可以让他们自己感觉到，他们非常的，看起来很敬虔，而且很被这个世界所接受。
So Jesus is looking at this crowd of people, looking at them, and he realizes that the inner person on most of the Pharisees and the tax collectors hadn't been transformed at all. They looked really good on the outside, but they hadn't really been changed on the inside. He sees this, he knows this, because he can read hearts.
但是耶稣看到这一群法利赛人，甚至些律法师们，他就知道他们虽然外表看起来非常非常敬虔非常好，但他们内心没有改变，没有说是更新变成像神律法神所希望他们变的样子，因为耶稣能够看透人的内心，所以耶稣知道他们心里是什么。
So Jesus looks at this group and he looks at the Pharisees and the tax collectors and he has called them in the past hypocrites and play actors.
所以耶稣认了他们，所以耶稣看到这群法利赛人，就称他们是假冒伪善者，说他们是一些演员。
He has said this out loud because they appear to be religious, but he knows their hearts, and so he's told them, "You're basically hypocrites." Now, they're not going to vote for him in the next election.
所以耶稣知道认了这些人，他就大声的把他们指出来，就说他们是些假冒伪善的。这样他们下一次就不会被选上。
So the question is this: Which people do you think seem to be listening to Jesus with a hunger to really hear him?
现在问题就是说，大家想一想，这两群人里面哪一群是那些真正的来到耶稣的面前有一颗饥渴的心来听耶稣的话？
So my question for me is.Do my ears really want to hear Jesus?
So, 对我来讲，我的问题是同样，就是说我是不是真正的希望听见耶稣所说的？
Or do my ears just want to be entertained when I get bored with my self-centered agenda?
还是说我的耳朵只不过就是说，在我以自我为中心的这些日程上面，我实在感到很无聊了，我就想来，被这个娱乐一下。
There's certain Chinese phrases I just love.
我很喜欢一些中文的这些成语。
One is "tai duo la" at a banquet. This is too much food. This is
"tai duo la." "Tai duo." 就是在吃这个宴席的时候，大家就会说哦，太多太多了。
But the Chinese phrase I like is "you ming wu shi."
然后我很喜欢一个中国的说法就是。有名无实。
Jesus would say to me, Dick, 老安，有名无实。Be careful.
小心，耶稣可能也这样对我们说，有名无实。
Be careful, you don't have a name but no reality.
小心，你只有徒有虚名啊，但没有里面的这个实际。
Jesus would say to me, Be careful that you don't become a fake, superficial listener.
主耶稣可能会对我们说。小心一点，你不要变成那个只是一个假假的表面上的那个来听到的人。
So I have to keep examining my motivations, my pace, my processing, how fast I process information so that I can bring in not toxic information but healthy information and process it to grow.
所以我要不停地来检查我自己的这个内心的这个 动机，而且也看看我怎样来是用什么样的方法来听这个信息，因为我听的速度的快慢各方面，这样我所听到我心里面的不是那种一些有毒害的一些方法方式。
I can ask myself, and I should ask myself, is my pace of living and listening, is it Christ-like?
我经常要问自己这个问题，就是说我生活的这个节奏方式，还有我听耶稣话的这个方式，是否是讨他的，是像基督一样。
And I can ask myself, do I regularly draw near to be with Christ?
我也会问我自己，我是不是经常的来到靠近耶稣。
And when I draw near, am I silent enough and surrendered enough to hear him and then to obey him?
当我靠近耶稣的时候，我是否有足够的能够安静，也顺服在他面前，这样我可以听见他对我所说的话。
And do I confess my sins and receive Christ's forgiveness so I am in a clean and holy condition so I can be with him?
我有没有承认我的罪，然后来得到耶稣的赦免，这样我可以真正的以一个清洁和圣洁的心来到耶稣面前。
So which people were really listening to Jesus?
所以哪一群人是真正的在听耶稣的话呢？
And how can I open and how can you open your ears to hear and to obey Jesus?
我们怎样能够把我们的耳朵可以打开，可以来听见耶稣呢？
Brothers and sisters, it's not always the human will that brings about the change.
弟兄姐妹们，有些时候并不是我们凭着人的意愿就可以来带来改变。
Isaiah 50 verse 4 through 5 says this, it's beautiful. Isaiah says God can and he does open human ears to listen deeply. He can do this.
在以赛亚书的50章4到5节，以赛亚这样说，神能够，他也的确是能够把人的耳朵打开，可以让我们听见他的声音。
I get advertisements in the mail which I don't want all the time for hearing aid tests. Come and get this free test to check your hearing. I get that. Oh, do you get that too?
我在我的邮箱里面经常收到那些广告，让我去做这个听力测试，说我需要一个助听器了。
Closed ears, it's not just about wax buildup.
这个耳朵这个闭塞塞住，并不只是因为里面有耳屎。
Isaiah says, God can open the ears if the will of the person is genuine and asks God to open my ears, please.
这个以赛亚书里面说，神能够把我们的耳会把我们耳朵打开，如果我们里面真正有这个真正的这个意愿，来希望神来打开我们的耳朵。
So if we want to have open ears, then we must pray and ask God to open our ears.
所以我们如果真正想一个开通的耳朵，我们就应该祷告，然后求神给我们一个开通的耳朵。
In that very fine Isaiah passage, it also teaches that God can teach our tongue to be instructed to speak the word that helps the weary, and we can have a tongue that is instructed and learned.
在同样的这个经节下面，然后这个以赛亚也提到说，求神开，不止开我们的耳朵，也给我们一个会讲话的舌头，这样的话我们可以讲话，可以帮助那些疲乏的人。
Brothers and sisters, let me remind you that Jesus can read accurately every human heart.
弟兄姐妹们，这个耶稣可以非常准确的、精确的知道我们每个人心里的内心。
You will never meet a person as powerful as Jesus or as scary as Jesus when he can read our hearts and read our minds and read our emotions. We are naked before him. There's no time to play any more games because he can see.
Yeah, 我们可能从来没有见过一个像耶稣这样有能力，而且或者说是很这样可怕的人，因为他能够清楚地知道我们内心的想法，知道我们的动机，然后我们在他面前是赤露敞开的。
So here's Jesus, and he's looking at this group of people, and he can read their hearts, and he sees, he must have felt sad when he realized some hearts were closed, some ears were deaf. He must have been very sad when he saw that, and he must have been joyful when he saw the others who were hungry and had open. He must have had some real different emotions here.
所以当耶稣看见人群的时候，他看见里面有一群人，他们的心是硬的，他们的耳朵是封闭的，他心里一定是很难过。然后他看见另外一群人，他们是有一些渴慕的心，他们耳朵是打开的，耶稣心里就会喜欢。所以看见耶稣对人群不同的这个不同人群的这个感情情绪是不一样的。
So how did Jesus choose to cross over the bridge?Get over the dividing walls. How did he do that so he could teach people? How could he get over the walls that were holding?
跨过这个差异的这个鸿沟，然后来教导那些失丧的人呢？
One of the ways he did it was he asked the best questions.
其中一个方法就是他会问一个这个最好的问题。
Did you know?That there is a full list of 307 questions in the Bible that people asked Jesus.
大家知不知道，在圣经里面，人们总共问了耶稣307个问题。
And there were 183 questions that Jesus only answered directly three of them.
其中183个问题中，耶稣只是直接回答了三个正面回答。
Sometimes instead of responding with his answer, he asked his own questions.
很多时候耶稣没有直接回答问题，反而耶稣提出了他自己的问题。
And the full set of questions that Jesus asked, 307, you can find those in the four Gospels.
所以整个的这307个问题，人们问耶稣的这些问题，可以在这个四本福音书里面找到。
The most common question that Jesus asked people was this, what do you want me to do for you?
耶稣问人最常见的一个问题就是说你想让我为你做什么?
What do you want me to do for you?
你想让我为你做什么?
If they say I want a new laptop or I want a new car.
如果有人说我想要个新的手提电脑或者要个新的新车。
A bigger bank account.
一个银行里很多钱。
I'm sure he would be sad if he heard those answers.
我想如果耶稣听见这样的回答的话，他会很难过。
But Jesus asks people, and he asks us, if you listen to him, the best questions we will ever be asked in this life.
所以如果我们认真听的话，耶稣也会问我们同样的问题，就是我们可能是我们一生中遇见最好的问题。
Do you remember when you had a disobedient child at home? Do you remember that time?Those times?
你是不是还记得你家里有一个那个不听话的孩子的那个时间？
And you want to get them to listen to you and you don't know what to do except say, wait till your father gets home or I'm going to ring your, no. So you cannot figure out how to get across to this kid who's looking at you and giving you that look of,Whatever.
你有时候你实在就不知道该怎么样对待这个孩子，他你就有时候实在没办法，你就说等你爸爸回来再说，或者你看到他们那个表情，就说反正我不在乎。
Jesus also taught parables.
耶稣也讲比喻。
So One verse, it says basically, so Jesus told them this parable. This is how he's going to get into the heart and the ears. He's going to teach a parable.
所以在这个第三节，他就说，耶稣就用比喻说，这也就是耶稣用这个比喻的方式来，把他的话讲到人的心里面。
Tell me the truth. How many of you really liked stories when you were young?
大家统计一下，在你小时候有多少人喜欢听故事
？How many of you had favorite stories that had happy endings？
有没有哪些这个最喜欢的故事是那些有这个完美结局的故事
？It's a global phenomenon that most cultures and most people like stories。
这个全球这个统计来看，这个大多数人都是喜欢听故事。
Parables are realistic, and they show items in the story that you can actually see in daily life.
这个比喻就是说，你用一些很现实的一些能够看得见的东西来，而且我们生活中可以预见的来讲这个道理。
In this society, they actually saw sheep every day. Sheep were everywhere and were cared for. They were eaten, they were milked. Sheep were very, very common. He picked that story because people would know what he was talking about.
所以在现在这个羊可以说是到处都有，他们被养大了，然后被杀了吃了，所以他就用这个很常见的一个东西来给这些人讲故事。
Parables sound like stories, but they have more meaning below the surface.
这个比喻的表面看起来只是一个故事，但是在这个下面有很深的道理。
If people will dig deeper into the story, into the parable, they may get to the deeper truth that Jesus was teaching.
如果人们能够一直挖掘下去，在这个比喻的这个故事的下面有很深的这个耶稣的教导。
A parable is a form of love because if a person isn't ready to dig for the deeper meaning, at least they will take away the story with them.
耶稣，不是，这个比喻也是这个一个爱的一个表现，因为如果这个听的人他还没有预备好来接受这个更深的教导的话，他至少能够把这个故事带回家。
And later, if time and circumstances and maturity and a listener is ready, they may remember the story and dig and get the deeper meaning. And that was a form of love for Jesus. He didn't say, well, you didn't get it this time, so come back in 3 weeks. No, he gave them a story and they took it with them if they weren't ready. Later, they might be ready.
所以当这个时间环境包括这个人的更成熟了以后，他可能就会明白这个故事下面这个更深的意义，这样的话他就可以明白这个耶稣的教导，这就是耶稣的一个爱的表现。他没有只是给他们说，如果你听不懂的话，你过几天再来听吧。
Today, when Jesus speaks to you, depending upon your readiness, sometimes he doesn't need to tell you a parable.
今天当耶稣对我们讲话的时候，根据我们不同的人的这个景况。他有些时候不一定会用比喻。
If you're ready for him, very often, if you're ready, he will speak plainly to you.
如果你已经预备好了的话，他可能就会很直接的对你讲。
About 8 months ago, the Lord reminded me, and he said to me, Dick.
几个月以前，有一次，耶稣就这样对我说。
You don't have as much time as you think you do.
他说 ，Dick， 你没有你想象中的那么多时间，剩下了。
That wasn't scary because the voice wasn't scary.
这个声音听起来不可怕，但这个信息内容很可怕。
2 weeks later, same voice, Dick. You don't have as much time as you wish you had.
同样声音又出现了，说 ，Dick， 你并没有你想象的那么多的时间。
I heard those words.They weren't scary, they weren't frightening, but it was a warning to me to examine the pace at which you're living and to find the right pace. Let me lead you in your pace.
这些话对我说的时候并没有那么听起来那么可怕，但是他们对我是个警告，就是说我生活的这个节奏生方式应该是来按照神所他所为我预备的这个节奏和方式来。
My wife, when she went out to the garden this year and started digging in all of the other preparation that she does, she came in and said it, she realized one of the great questions, I think, and she found herself wondering.
我的太太今年去花园里面去去挖那个土，然后像她以前一样，然后她回来问了给我讲了问我一个问题，说。
How many more summers does Donna Andrews have on Earth? That's what she was thinking. How many more summers do I have?
她回来问了一个问题，就是说，我在这个地上还有多少个像这样的夏天？ 剩下。
I love that question.
我喜欢那个问题。
That's as direct as you can get.
非常直接。
And so if I ask myself, Dick, how many more summers do you... I don't know the answer, except I know this. Embedded in the question is, time is limited. Do not waste your life on things that are not important and won't last eternally. Don't waste your life on those things.
Yeah, 这个问题对我来讲就是说可以转换成这样，非常直接，就是说我们还有多少时间在这个世上，还有剩下，其实也是对我们一个，转换一下，就是说我们不应该把时间用在那些，没有意义啊，没有在有生价值的事情上面。
So Jesus now comes and he asks this very good question: What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, doesn't leave the 99 in the open pasture so they can keep eating, and go after the one which is lost until he finds it?
所以耶稣这边就问了个问题说，你们中间有谁？有100只羊，失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？
Okay, this is sanctified imagination. Okay, this is not the Bible. This is my mind. Okay, if a sheep, I know in a lifetime with the wool and eventually the meat, if a sheep is worth $1,000 to me, okay.
所以我们现在不是在讲这个，圣经，我们只是在讲这些逻辑哈，就是说，假设这个考虑到这个羊的这个肉啊，它的毛啊，其他事情，假设这一只羊价值是1000块，一千块。
If I see $1,000 sheep that I can't find, that's $1,000 out there, somewhere out there in the wilderness. I know that sheep is worth at least $1,000. Am I going to let it go?
如果我想一只羊丢了，1000块钱的羊丢了，我知道它就在某个地方，我就不管了吗？
Some people, when you talk money, they start to listen.
有些人你一提到钱，他们马上就耳朵就竖起来了。
Sometimes people only listen if you're talking money.
Sorry, what?
Sometimes people only listen if you're talking money.
Yeah, 有些人是你只讲，只有你在讲钱的时候，他们才会听。
When we first arrived in northern China to work, the most common question, one of the three most common questions was, Dou xiao qian? How much did that cost you, Lao An?
所以我们在北美这个最常见的几个问题，第一个就是说，多少钱？
All the time, Dou xiao qian?
多少钱？
They were trying to help us get used to the economy.
他们想来，帮助我们来，了解这个经济。
But money was the chief topic in that interest there, right?
但钱只是一个很简单的一个话题。
Let's say the lost sheep is $1,000, and let's say the other thing. What happens if you love this sheep? It's really cute. It has wonderful characteristics. It likes to be scratched behind its ears. You just love this sheep.
我们现在就不讲那一千块。然后如果说你特别喜欢那只羊，比如说那羊长得很可爱，它这个后面有一撮毛，它就在它耳朵后面。就说你很喜欢那个羊。
But what if this sheep is a really bad-natured sheep, always looking how to get out beyond the fences and disappear?
或者说你想这个羊是一个不好的羊，它整天很调皮，它一直想着就想从那个羊圈里跑出去。
What if this sheep doesn't obey the shepherd and keeps teaching the young ones bad examples?
如果说这个羊根本不听这个牧人的话，他反而经常教那些小羊做一个坏的榜样。
Do you want to go search for that troublemaker?
你还会去找那个惹麻烦的这只羊吗？
Well, all I know is sheep are the most frequently mentioned animal in the entire Bible. There are 400 references to sheep in the Bible.
在圣经里面总共提到羊的地方有400多处的地方，是最被提到最多的一个动物。
And there are 100 references to shepherds.
而是有对于牧人的提到是有100次。
And because sheep were so important to the economy, Jesus chose a parable, a story of love about sheep.
因为羊在这个以色列这个经济中如此的重要，所以耶稣就用羊来做这个比喻。
I wonder what Jesus would pick today to tell a story about a parable like this? Would he pick animals or pets? I don't know what he'd pick. But we don't see sheep around here. So we'd say, well, I don't understand that. I'm just telling you, there's more references in the Bible, 400 to sheep. That's the culture that he's talking about.
Yeah，我想我们对我们来讲，我们可能不完全能够理解，因为我们现在周围没有像没有那么多的羊在我们周围，但是在当时的耶稣那个环境里面，他选这个羊来做这个比喻是非常符合当时的这个环境。
Brothers and sisters, you want the good news or the bad news now?
弟兄姐妹，大家想听这个好的消息还是坏消息？
I give you both.
好，我都给你们。
Sheep and people are very similar.
就是羊和人非常像。
The sheep and people are stubborn, and they are stiff-necked.
羊和人都非常固执，叫硬着颈项。
Isaiah 53:6 insists, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own. That's us. You leave us alone, we're going to do our own thing.
以赛亚书53:6节这样说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。就说你如果不管我的话，我们就自己就按照自己的方式去走。
A real shepherd who watched sheep for many years says this, sheep and humans can harm themselves by excessive pride and self-assertion to get their own ways.
一个很有经验的牧人这样说，他说羊和人都能够，都会伤害自己，因为他们会过分的骄傲，他们也会自己自作主张，按照他们自己的方式去行。
This skilled shepherd says humans and sheep often insist that their ways and their routines are the best ways, even when the results are mixed and wrong.
这个牧人也注意到说，人和羊都会经常坚持用他们自己的方式来做事情，虽然这个结果经常是错的，而且是有时候就是对错都有。
Now Jesus is not saying this to the group that's listening to him. I'm saying this to us because we know something about sheep, and sheep are like people.
耶稣这里讲的话是对一群了解羊的人来说，不像我们现在对羊都不太了解。
If you leave sheep to themselves, they will follow the same trails. They'll eat from the same feeding spots until they make the ground like deep holes. Sheep will graze and eat the same hills until the grass roots are damaged and it's filled with diseases, worms, parasites, and increased infections. If you leave sheep to graze, they're going to stay and ruin the ground because they don't want to move or change.
所以对于羊来说，你如果不管它的话，它就会每天都要同一块小山坡上去吃草，它们就在那不停的吃，一直到最后把那个草场都给毁掉了，就是把那个根都会伤害，然后里面就会开始长疾病，然后长虫子，最后那个地也会结疤。
The greatest single safeguard which a shepherd has in handling his flock is to keep them on the move. Keep them feeding on fresh ground. Keep them moving.
所以这个作为牧人一个最常见的一个原则，就是说一直要让不停的让这个羊来动，让他们不要停留在同一块草地上，他们吃一段以后就到一个更新鲜的草地上去吃。
So a successful shepherd has to have a predetermined plan of action, a definite rotation of eating grazes, so that the sheep don't ruin the ground and kill the feed.
所以一个成功的牧人，他就一定要有一个事先定好的一个计划，有意识的让这个羊，在吃了一块地以后，然后就到下一块地去吃，这样一直让它不停的在动，这样不会毁掉这个草场。
So a sound shepherd has correct principles of sound management and nutrition control.
所以一个好的这个牧人，他就会有很好的管理，对于这些对于营养上，包括这个羊的管理，他就是非常的会 知道如何去做。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
for those of you who are active born-again Christians, why did God create a whole United Bible with 66 different books to eat?
弟兄姐妹们，如果你是一个重生的一个比较追求的一个基督徒来讲，你有没有想过神为什么在整本圣经里面有66本书？
The Holy Bible is full of a variety of history, Psalms, Proverbs, 4 different Gospels, various letters, and stunning pictures of earth and the end of earth and the descriptions of hell and heaven. Easily.
圣经里面包括各种各样的书籍，有历史，有诗歌，有箴言，有四本福音书，还有很多这个使徒的书信，更有是在这个描绘世界末日的那些可怕的这些描述，还有天堂地狱。
So the lesson is easy. One lesson is let's not be stubborn and resist God's provision for healthy changes that feed all parts of our life in all parts of His Bible.
所以我们就应该学到不要我们像那个羊一样固执。我们应来拒绝神的这个供应，我们应该去读根据我们不同的时间、不同的书的这个圣经的这个书信，圣经的书，我们来得到各种各样的这个营养。
I am very glad to learn about a month ago that my grandson Joshua, who is 14 years of age,
我最近刚刚很高兴知道我的孙子加索瓦是他已经14岁了。
Just finished his first reading of all 66 books in the Bible at 14 years old.
14岁，他刚刚完全的把整本圣经66本书，读了一遍。
Well, Grandpa's going to meet him and give him a reward.
我这个做爷爷的要见到他，要给他一个奖励。
I thought of getting him the biggest burger in Seattle.
我想的是给他买这个西雅图最大的这个 burger 吃。
Or a real good dim sum place.
或一个非常好吃的一个这个点心店。
But if I let him choose, he may choose a piece of sports equipment.
如果让他选的话，他可能会选个这个体育用品。
So Joshua's going to get a reward. He didn't know I was going to give him one. He never checked with me. He just finished reading the Bible in a year.
这个加索瓦他从来没有问过我会给他是否给他奖品。但他就是一年就把66本书读完了。
So what is the grandfather's prayer now? Lord, would you help Joshua Andrews in his lifetime keep reading your word, all parts of it, so he doesn't just have his favorite parts and run it brown and ruin it. Get him going, keep moving his feet, move him around, let him read, see how beautiful the Bible is.
Yeah, 我这个做爷爷的这个祷告，对孙子祷告，就是盼望他能够一直的不停的把整本的圣经继续的读，这样他不会只是停留在他最喜欢读的那个部分，然后直到最后他把那个草地都会毁掉，然后 ，Yeah.
Okay, brothers, so you can read, you can see the rest of that scripture in verses 4 through 7, on the next slide, and you can see that.There's a tremendous response here. It's very positive.
我们如果继续往下读的话，从第四节到第七节，我们看到这个故事的后面，非常的令人喜悦。
Okay, we can move to the last one, the application.
我们读到最后的这个应用方面。
So, brothers and sisters, we have Jesus communicating, and now he says, when that shepherd goes out.And keeps looking for the lost until he finds it. Not when he gets tired and goes home. No, he keeps searching and searching until he finds that lost sheep.
主，我们这里就看到了这个耶稣，这个好牧人，他就来寻找这只羊，他就一直到找着了。他并没有说一直到他累了，而是他就一直不停的在寻找，一直等到他找着。
And when he has found it,
当他找到以后,
he picks it up and he lays it on his shoulders and he starts rejoicing.
就找着了，就欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上。
Brothers, what if that sheep weighs 50 pounds?
这个羊一般有多重？大概有五十磅。
What if that sheep, Peng Peng, what if that sheep weighed 100 pounds?
如果说那个羊是个比较胖的羊，是一百斤重。
It doesn't say. It says when he finds it, he picks it up and he puts it on his shoulders and he starts heading home.
这里就说，直接就说他找着了，就欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上，就回到家去。
He has to find that sheep because if he was hired, if he's not the owner, that person who was responsible for that sheep has to bring back either the live sheep or the dead sheep to prove that he didn't sell that sheep on the black market.
不管是这个主人还是这个被雇来的这个雇工。他们都要去找这个羊。如果是雇来的话，他一定要不管这个羊是死是活，他一定要找回来，来向这个主人证明他没有把这个羊卖到黑市上。
There are wolves and there are predators and wild animals that are waiting for that sheep to fall down and not be able to get up, and they will devour that sheep. You have to bring that carcass back to prove you didn't sell that to your friend.
在旷野里面有狼，还有很多其他的这种。动物他们可能会吃这个羊，他们就在那等着来吞吃，所以不管怎样，你哪怕这个羊已经死了，你要把这个尸体带回来，来向这个主人证明你没有把这羊去卖掉。
And when he comes home, listen to the heart of God. He calls together his friends and his neighbors, and he says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost."
我们看，当他回到家里，就请朋友邻舍来对他们说：“我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。”
Verse 7, here's the heart of God. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous ones who don't need to repent.
第七节，这就是神的心。他说：“我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，较比为九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。”
Jesus declared that he would extend God's invitations, like to the wicked and the known, to that group that seemed to be hungry. He would extend those invitations to them for the kingdom, rather than to the religious people who didn't want his invitations and didn't really want to listen to him.
耶稣这里就说，他宁愿把神的这个邀请来传递给那些有坏名声、那些作恶的人，而也不愿意给那些自以为意已经得着的那些律法师们。
Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that repenting.Changing course in your life, turning back to God, repenting, is so serious today that if a person doesn't know that or doesn't do that,
弟兄姐妹，我想跟大家提的是，这个悔改是这样的重要，这样的严肃，就是你要转移自己原来的这个方式，然后回到神那里。
There is no greater danger to that person than not to decide.
在这个世界上没有比这更大的危险，就是说这个人他没决定不悔改。
Please hear this. Acts 17 verse 30 and 31. Extremely important. It says this. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance. But now, he commands all people everywhere to repent.For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. And he has given proof of this to all men by raising Jesus from the dead.
在使徒行传的十七章三十节三十一节说，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人，按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Brothers and sisters, in your lifetime, you will meet family members, you will meet neighbors, you will meet colleagues, you will meet people, and if God gives you opportunity,
弟兄姐妹们，在你的一生中，你会遇见家人、朋友、你的邻居，如果神给你这样的机会。
If he gives you opportunity to love them and to warn them and to give them the very good news, take the opportunity.
如果神给你这样的机会，能够把这个世上最好的消息告诉他们，一定要抓住这个机会。
You notice in the parable, the shepherd was 99% successful, right? He had 99, he lost one. 99% successful.
如果我们看那个比喻中的那个牧人的话， 他是成功率是99%， 他有99只羊都在他身边， 只有一只丢了。
If I got a 99 at UW in any of my classes, I'm taking it. I'm good. There you go.
如果我在华大 不管上哪门课， 我得了99分， 我就觉得已经很好了。
3.98, I'm taking it. Yeah. But see, that's not how God does math.
但是神不是这样算的。
Doesn't do math like we do.
他不像我们一样。
He is not willing that even one person will ever perish.
他不希望哪怕一个人毁灭。
Can you hear his heart?
我们能不能看到神的心呢？
I can hear his heart.
我能听到神的心。
And so I ask you simple, I ask myself this.
我就问我自己这样的问题。
Do you have names of people who are lost and you have a relationship with them?
你有没有知道一些世上的人，他们和你有关系？
Do you have uncles or maybe brothers or sisters?
你有没有叔叔阿姨这个弟兄姐妹？
Cousins?
表哥表姐？
Uncles, relatives in your do you have those who are lost? You know they're lost. They show you how they live. They're lost.
你知不知道有些人他们仍然还是 迷失落的，你看到他们的生活方式，你知道他们是失落的。
Are some of the people you will meet, are they on the airplane next to you sometimes?
有些时候你去坐飞机，你坐在你旁边座位的人。
And in talking with you, it's very obvious they don't know where they're going other than on the airplane.
跟他们讲话，你就会发现他们其实不知道生活是往哪走。
Are you meeting people that God gives you opportunities at your exercise places or however you meet opportunity for lost people?
但有没有也，比如说在你健身的地方或其他的场合，你碰见一些失落的人，神会给你这样的机会。
So the two questions I leave you as we close is, who are the lost people that God wants me to seek and to find?
这有两个问题会留给大家，第一个就是神要我寻找和找到哪些失丧的人。
You will be bringing to them the greatest good news they will ever hear.
你会把他们能听到最好的消息告诉他们。
Depending upon your tone and your timing and your empathy will be partly determined whether they receive the good news or not.
根据你当时讲话的这个语气，这个声调，包括当时的这个。 你是否有同情心，或许他们就因此能够得救。
This is a list I keep of the people I have been praying for who are not yet saved. It's just for me.
所以，丁弟兄这边有一份名单，是他一直为此祷告的，是那些还没有得救的人的名单。
Two of them I shared with, but they have already through cancer, they're already gone, and I did not hear a clear answer. I don't know what they had decided about Jesus.
其中有两位，他们我曾经给他们传过福音，但是他们已经得了癌症去世了，所以我也不知道他们一个明确的答复是什么。
I write these down that are private names. Some are my neighbors, some in my family. I write them down because at least I can be praying for the Lord to work in their lives and turn them, because he now commands repentance. He doesn't suggest it.
所以我把这个非常自己保留的一个名单写在下面，至少我会为他们祷告， 希望神能够扭转他们，让他们也可以悔改。因为神是命令让世人都悔改，神并不只是建议。
And I want to commend ECCC for their regular gospel meetings.
我也非常我也在这里就是非常高兴知道这个我们东区教会有非常这个规律的福音聚会。
You are to present the gospel in a loving fashion appropriate to the time and person.
大家靠着爱心能够把福音传给这些周围的人。
And leave the good news that Jesus died and was executed and paid for our sins and then is risen from the dead.
所以来传这个好消息，就是耶稣为我们他死了，他又复活了。
And by faith, if people believe this and confess Jesus as the Son of God and Lord, it says that with the mouth you confess and with the heart you believe, they will be saved.
所以如果听到的人他们愿意接受耶稣作为他们的救主，他们就凭着圣经所说的，若你心里相信口里承认心里相信就可以得救。
If the people who had been tracking me in my last quarter at University of Washington, if they had been lazy,
如果说当时在我在华大上学的时候，最后一个学期在那个记我成绩的那个人他比较懒惰的话，
if they hadn't brought me to the Gospel of John and the Book of Romans,
如果他们没有把这个约翰福音和这个罗马书告诉我的话，
if they hadn't sat with me and waited for me and taught me how to read and to pray, if they hadn't done that as good shepherds,
如果他们没有把那两本书告诉我，也为我祷告，来做一个好的牧人的话，
then I likely would have continued like a stubborn sheep doing my own thing.
我可能就像那个很固执的羊一样，会继续做我的自己的事情。
May God help each of us to know who is it that we are to find and to help.
求神帮助我们能够意识到哪些人是神托付给我们，让我们去找，去寻找。